All right, we'll call the September monthly meeting to order. And first thing I'd like to do, and I want to make this a regular feature, is to approve the minutes. We've all read them, I believe, right? All right, so I'd like a motion to approve the minutes from September, from August 3rd.
I'll make a motion.
I have a question on it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to need to confirm that according to the minutes, some of the covenants of the Woods project were discussed, not all. So I just want to be sure that's what the minutes say and that's what I recall. So I just want to be sure that's correct.
That not all of the covenants were discussed?
Correct.
Well, I think Rob read all the covenants.
No, it clearly states in the minutes. It's only some.
I think it was the additional ones that it was the additional ones that they put in, not ones that we possibly, that may be.
All right, so you're thinking that it's in addition to the ones?
In addition to the ones we discussed, I think they put they had additional ones.
Okay.
Above and beyond.
Okay.
And is there a source where all those covenants can be read?
It should be in the, I would think it's the thing that we've got.
It should be in the approval.
Yeah, the thing we got a copy
and
of.
And I do not have that with me. But I mean, everybody has, it's online, right?
Let's see.
You emailed it to all of us.
Yep.
Or either you did or Rob did. You did, after you signed it.
Yep.
The last thing I uploaded was view all documents. I think the last final resolution, September 1.
That would be it.
And let's see, it has the covenants. Would it say covenants? What words should I search for?
It's a seven. I would say covenants.
I would think we'd say covenants.
I don't see it. And this is a 7-page document?
Oh, and Rob could not make it tonight, by the way.
This is a 7-page document, the resolution. Does the resolution include the covenants?
It should.
Do you see it?
It should.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, well, while we're looking, what was your question regarding the minutes, Tom?
I can't be sure.
It won't go down.
Oh, sorry.
Because I have
had there we go.
Okay.
Here.
Here.
He just two fingers.
And my
up.
Recollection
okay.
was not all of the covenants were discussed at that last meeting, and that's what the minutes are also indicating. I just want to confirm that.
All right, that all the covenants were not discussed at the August 2nd meeting?
Mm-hmm. Right. Because I don't recall all of them being discussed then, and I still can't find the total list. So I just need to clarify that as of August 2nd, there was no way of knowing what all the covenants were.
I believe from the way it's written in here, Planning Board has reviewed and discussed the requirements established in the code that they would have to follow. If that's...
Is that the
covenant? That may be what... Well, let's see. Da-da-da.
It says city for parks, for sidewalks.
There was something about the lighting is satisfied with the implementation of an individual lot or driveway lighting.
Two fingers will move you up.
Oops.
Sorry.
There were two attachments to that email.
Yeah. I'll pull up the email.
And I remember Rob going over them. I just
He went over some of them, that's what I recall, and that's what the minutes say. But I think that, that needs to get clarified because, as you know, there's further actions going on, so we, I need to get, be sure that that's clarified.
Down towards the bottom.
Okay. Oh, here. Was that?
Restrictive covenants.
Yeah. It doesn't include the restrictive covenants. Let me pull up the email. Because maybe I only.
It may be, I think there were two attachments to that email.
Okay.
I know that Jessica took this right off of.
Yeah, no, I think it's correct, that that's what I recall. I just wanted to be sure that that's correct, because if this is going to become a further topic, so.
See, all I have is the resolution. I only have one attachment, and I have.
Okay.
All right, so I'll get your answer on where the covenants are going to be.
That would be really helpful, yes.
Would you agree that in the minutes this is correct, right? That Rob?
Yep.
Okay, so.
Okay, so.
Can we approve the minutes?
Rick made a motion.
Yeah.
And I've already texted Rob. All right, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I'll get that for you.
Okay, great.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, next order of business is an application for a lot line adjustment. You want to tell us a little something about it?
Sure.
Or it's just cut and dried, you want to?
Can we first find, I'd like to know who you are.
I'm Lisa Rivetto. Mm-hmm. This is my partner, David Haynes. The property is, it's still in the name of my late parents, my late father. But I'm the executor, and I don't know why my lawyer hasn't transferred that yet. But,
everything so, takes time.
Yeah.
Trust me. Can you just spell your last name for me?
H A I N E S.
Oh, I had a feeling. Okay. Thank you.
So there are three contiguous lots, and I'd like to merge them into one lot.
All right, do you have a specific plan for you, or you just want to make them one lot?
I don't have specific yet, but let me tell you. So lot one is the big 7-acre lot on that map, and lot two is landlocked behind that, and lot three is maybe not landlocked, but it's only 0.75 acres, and in this area there's 2-acre zoning. So I feel those two other lots aren't really, like I can't really sell them, so I would just want to incorporate them into one.
Okay.
Any buildings on these lots?
No, it's just vacant land.
Just vacant.
The house is up there.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Does it abut Catskill Court?
Summit Heights Drive.
Summit Heights and Overlook. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's up on the top of the hill.
Yeah. Behind,
right.
Behind all the houses.
Catskill Court, I think, is on the other side, of Summit Heights Drive.
It borders the.
It's the first, as you go in around the corner, it's the first right. Oh, it's the first
right. Summit Heights is the first right off of Overlook.
Okay.
And I think. You were asking about Catskill Court. I think it's the first
right, but your parcel is the first right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the across from Mossman's, maybe?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I know where it is because I know all these houses, so I know exactly
where
it is.
That's how I figured it out.
Yeah.
It's pretty much wooded, isn't it?
It's all wooded.
All right, anybody got any questions?
I only have one.
Go ahead.
I see that there's an easement to the property.
Yeah.
I would check to make sure that easement is big enough. I think the last I knew the requirement for an easement was 60 feet.
Oh.
And this one is only 50. I'm not positive of this.
Yeah, me either.
I mean, it has no effect.
I get that information.
Pardon me?
Where would I get that information?
Probably Rob.
Yeah.
Or the village attorney.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he would know. He couldn't make it tonight. He had another thing to go to in Valencia.
And the other thing is with an easement, you have almost 900 feet of frontage. Oh no, I'm looking at some.
I have to get this out. I don't have, I only have frontage on Overlook, really.
Yeah, well,
there's a thin strip between my property and Summit Heights Drive that is actually part of the Clover Reach property.
Say that again, there's a thin strip there?
Yeah.
You have the tax parcel up. There's a very strange, oddly shaped strip that runs parallel to this line.
Okay.
That's owned by Clover Reach, yes.
You can see it on this, for example. The yellow, green, and yellow are mine. And here's Summit Heights Drive.
Oh, and then the.
This little piece actually belongs to the 22 acres over there.
So this is the only frontage you have right here.
Okay.
And that's not very much, is it?
Okay, so they own this.
I have the dimensions.
Yeah, it's over here.
900 feet.
Is it 900 feet?
Clover Reach.
Okay, Google Maps has this wrong.
No, but she's saying this is the only.
Oh.
Oh, you mean you can't access it off that road?
No, this right here is.
This shows it really clearly.
Right away, so it must be.
Yeah, 50-foot egress. 50-foot right away for egress and ingress. Well, that's wild about that. For Lieber 602.
I wondered who owned that land.
Yeah.
Now, who does that belong to?
Clover Reach, the woods, the people that were gonna do the woods.
And that's not an issue. I asked Rob about that too.
So the 50 feet, does anybody know what that's referring to?
Is that?
Is this like, I don't know what this is. Is this?
That's the easement.
That's the easement. So it goes in 50 feet?
Well, I think it has to be.
50 feet is along here.
This says 50-foot easement, whatever that means.
That's, in other words, if you put an access road in, you have an easement to put it in there. But this map is probably how many years?
This one I just had done.
No, I mean, the map may be new, but how long ago was the property?
I think my dad bought it in the late 70s.
So things may have changed since they added this easement. Because I'm pretty sure the newer easements are 60 feet.
Okay.
But that may pertain to a town road or something.
Yeah.
That's something you may want to check out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
It has no effect on what we decide.
Yeah, it's no effect.
With the village lawyer.
It's got no effect on what we'll do.
Okay.
Right. It's nice enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any information.
And it just makes me wonder, because it said it's filed. I mean, how can they change it when it's filed?
Well, that may be
grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be a problem too.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes that can be a problem.
All right, so any other questions from the board?
No.
All right, so I need a motion to accept the application and we'll set up a public hearing.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All right, so we have a motion and a second to accept the application.
I just have one other question.
Go ahead.
You submitted a list of, is this the 400-foot rule? For all the properties within 400 feet, is that what this list is?
300 feet.
Lee Hine gave me a map that showed all, like with a red dot on all the properties.
Then you're.
Perfect.
I don't know about feet, but he said these.
No, he's the building inspector, so he knows.
Yeah, if that's what he said, then.
Yep.
Yeah.
So is that the same? This is dated, what's there is no date. But it's the same?
That is the list.
This has not changed?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can, pretty much.
These look great.
So you'll have, oh, that's your job, sorry.
What's that?
That they have to notify the public hearing.
Oh, yes.
I'm just moving ahead.
All right, so I have a motion and a second. All in favor of accepting the application?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
David.
Next month, we'll have a public hearing.
To October 18th.
You will need to contact everybody within 300 feet, the abutters.
Ah.
All right, to let them know that they'll, you know, we'll have this public hearing on what's the date?
October 18th.
On October 18th at 7 o'clock?
How do you just...
I send them a letter, right?
Yeah, that's how you gotta do it. And we're gonna need some kind of proof that you sent them, so if it's an affidavit from the post office or something like that, we're fine with that.
Actually, I think if you're gonna call Rob, the attorney,
yeah.
I think he has something.
He
that you can
does.
Just do, you know, he can send you and you can sign and that you've, you know, keep your receipt for mailing them, but you don't have to do any special mailing. It's just a regular mailing.
Yeah, just
you don't
a regular
have to,
mailing.
You know, certified mail or anything.
No.
Okay. So what kind of receipt though?
They'll give you a receipt, just the postage that you put on the letters.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Can I borrow a pen?
Yeah.
And let me see if the contact information.
Do you have the lawyers?
Yeah.
I can give you his email if you want that.
Sure.
rjf@fitzattorney.com. And his, actually, here's his phone number. 518-758-1637. And his name is Rob Fitzsimmons.
And the the period is on October 18th.
And 7?
So it's 7 o'clock.
It'll be in the back room.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the abutting properties need to receive it how much in advance of the hearing?
10 days. Honestly, I would get them at...
Just do it right away.
Just do it in the next week and you'll be fine.
Okay.
And Rob will be able to answer.
Yeah, he'll give you the specifics.
Probably as a form.
Good, thank you.
What's the date of the next year?
October 18th.
18th.
Alright, we'll figure out how we'll get the public hearing in the paper.
Well, maybe she can do that. Actually, I have, do you have her, was her email on the email you sent me today?
We have to get a variance.
I got her text too.
You know what, I'll...
Do we have to put a sign up? Do I have to put a sign up?
And get them to her.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you know if I have to put a sign up?
No.
No?
I think the town does that, but the town of Clarkbrook does, but yeah.
Yeah, because we live in the town.
But we don't.
No, we have zoning against that.
Oh, it's just a temporary sign.
No, it'll be all right if you just send the letters to the everybody within 300 feet or that Lee marked with red because he would know.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right, you guys done good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Listening.
I'm going to be aware of where your property is now.
Yeah. You're welcome to come and walk it.
Well, if I ever get the ambition, I will.
Bye bye.
All right, have a good night. See you next month. All right, so that was easy enough. If you get that to me, then I'll get it to Jess and have her do the hearing.
Yep. Do you have anything else?
That's it.
Okay, I make a motion, we adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, listen, just for the record,
do you want me to turn this off or leave it on? Okay.
Probably,
turn it off.
Turn it off. Yeah.
Good night, Philmont.